بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, one of my very dear friends sent me a video of somebody taking a morning exercise class somewhere. All the people standing there have all the students, so to speak, all have white beards, so they're all elderly people. And this gentleman himself also seems to be elderly, but alhamdulillah, they are in good health. And in that speech, he began his speech by saying that health is the number one priority and should be the number one priority of our lives. And he gave a nice example. He said, do this. Write the number one with respect to your health. So if you are healthy, take a piece of paper, write the number one. And then he said, if you are also educated, if you also have an education, then next to the one you put a zero. So now it's 10. And then he said that if you also have a good job, then you put another zero, so you've got 100. Then he said that if you have some savings, a bank balance, then you put another zero, so it's 1,000. Then if you have your own house, then you put another zero, that's 10,000. And he said, if you have a good wife, then you put one zero. And I would have said put a few zeros, not one. If you have a good wife, alhamdulillah, and a good husband for the ladies. And then he said, if you are blessed with children, then you can put one more zero. I reserve my judgment on that. And so on and so on. So, jokes apart, he mentioned this and he said that you keep on adding zero. So, now you've got, a million, 10 million, 100 million, billion, whatever. Depending on all the other stuff you've got, for each one of them, you're putting a zero. He said, however, that one is the key. If you drop that one, then everything else becomes zero. There is nothing left. So, all of these things, all the other zeros have value only as long as the one is standing. So, he said, therefore, take care of your health. Now, I have a different spin on it, and I guess you would have guessed what that is. And that is, I would put Iman, I would put Islam and Iman on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. I would put Iman as the number one, and then the rest, which includes also health. So I would put Iman as number one, then the first zero I would put maybe health, second zero I would put, if you are, whatever, your wealth and, your influence and blah, blah, whatever. So I would add zeros. But the one that would be the key to all of those zeros is Iman, not health, not wealth, not whether you are pretty or not pretty, not whether you are wealthy or not wealthy, nothing. It's Iman, Islam. I am very, very conscious of this today, especially, and alhamdulillah, I am very sad, but through the pain, I am also very conscious, and therefore I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the last 2 weeks, I lost two of my friends, very, very dear friends. Both of them friends for over 30 years. Both were 56 years old. One died 2 weeks ago, one died today. Both were 56. One died of a heart attack, another one died of a brain tumor. But the key thing is, one died on Islam and one died without Islam. Now, I don't need to elaborate on this for you. All of you understand what I mean. Including when I raise my hands to make dua, who I can make it for and who I cannot make it for. My brothers and sisters, yes, health is important. No doubt about that. There's nothing romantic about walking around looking like a pregnant cow. There is nothing good about letting yourself go and not taking care of your health. Forget about appearance. Appearance is whatever Allah has given. I'm talking about physical health. But also a lot of that is genetic. And there's nothing you can do that will change that one way or another. In the last 1 year, suddenly I have become conscious of the onset of arthritis. And I say, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives me more opportunities to remember Him every time it pains. My wife suddenly became conscious of diabetes 2 years ago, or rather a year ago, same thing. In her family, that is a genetic trait. In my family, arthritis, my mother had very severe arthritis. So a lot of health is genetic. There's really nothing you can do. I mean, if it is there in your genes, you're going to get it, no matter what you do or don't do. But that doesn't mean that you don't take care of yourself. I'm just saying that in spite of all the care that you take of yourself, what's going to happen is going to happen if it's programmed into your genes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows His qadr, why that is programmed. I have a very good friend of mine who's 93, American guy, make dua for him, Harold Pease and his wife Charlotte, make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps them in good health and grants them iman, musharraf bil Islam, inshallah. And Harold is 93, and when I shake hands with Harold, it's like I've got a rock in my hand. You know? He's probably stronger than I am. I mean, I didn't do any strength test with him, but I wouldn't be surprised if he can lift more weights than I can lift. And if you do an arm wrestling, if he can put my arm down, I wouldn't be surprised. He's 93. But iman, Allah did not make that genetic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not make iman genetic. Allah didn't program it into some people and not program it into other people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it into our hands. We can do whatever we want with it. We can strengthen our iman. We can weaken our iman. We can lose our iman. Our choice, for which we will pay or be rewarded. We are free to choose, but every choice has a price tag. We are free to choose, but every choice has a price tag. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you that let us take advantage of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. There are some of us who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with iman, with being born in families who have iman. We were born in a Muslim family. So we were born with Islam. Others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed perhaps even more by granting them iman, so they came to iman consciously. And I say blessed even more because this is a huge blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the doors of hidayat for those people. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless them, because those people, when they came to Islam, all their sins were forgiven. Whereas those of us who were born into Islam, may Allah protect us. At the time we were born, we had no sins, but depends on what we accumulated thereafter. But then the door of istighfar and tawbah is open for us as long as we have life. And that is why I remind myself and you, let us make istighfar now, right now, as we speak, as we finish Let us make istighfar. Let us turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us turn our lives towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us turn our focus towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us open the doors of our hearts and allow the noor and majesty and grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enter therein and to completely drive out all the darkness of misguidance, of greed, of love for this dunya and the fear of this dunya, and illuminate our hearts with something which is only from Allah, which is the blessing and noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah to fill your hearts with His khashiyat, with His noor, and with His hubb of Himself and of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to keep you in a state of iman, and to take you in a state of iman, and to give you awe, and to keep you full of all the blessings that He has given us, and keep us like that and not depend on anybody until the last day we are on this earth, and to meet us in a state and grant that we meet Him in a state where He is pleased with us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.